Two men who featured in this morning's special programme will join me for the weekly Live 95 sports quiz. You know the score by now. 10 questions for each contestant with a winner determined after that. If they're level after 10 questions, we'll have a sudden death round. Mal Keaveney from our sports department sets the questions. The two men who join us to take part this evening are former Director of Sport and Recreation at the University of Limerick, Dave Mahidi, who was the coach of that famous 1980 Limerick side, and a man who Dave would have put through his paces on many an occasion, legendary fullback Pat Nolan, who of course marked the great Maradona in the League of Ireland 11 after that league success in Athlone in 1980. How are you keeping, lads?
We're doing good.
Good.
That's
good.
Memory lane.
That's it. Did you enjoy the documentary this morning, Dave?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was great to hear so many people, you know, talking, and you know, and it's hard to imagine that was 40 years ago. That's the frightening thing.
Yeah, Pat, you were saying, I was talking to you a while ago, you were saying you were getting texts from so many different people and people listening to it across the seas as well.
Yes, indeed. A few from America and a few from Australia, and a good few in England. And I have to say, in fairness to 95FM, yourself and Mike, it was very well put together. And it brought back not just memories for us as players and coaches and managers, but for the spectators and supporters, I'd say they got as much enjoyment out of it now as we did.
Yeah, 100%. And even for the likes of myself or my generation who mightn't have been around in that day, it was fantastic to listen back, and it really makes you want senior soccer back in Limerick, and it makes you yearn, I suppose, for those type of glory days, which is fantastic. But I suppose it was a time when it all really came together, didn't it, that year?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, but do you know the fantastic thing? Sorry for cutting across you, Pat.
No, you're all right.
It was a local team, and Pat is an example of that. It was very much a local team, you know, and it just shows that with the right effort and professionalism, you know, anything can be achieved. But basically, it was a Limerick team that won that championship.
Yeah, it was, and it was fantastic, and it's up on our website as well if anyone does want to listen to it or even listen back to it. But you were on the same side in that year. Today you're against each other, and it's 1v1 here in the Live 95 sports quiz, and I know you're both very competitive. You'll want to get one over on each other.
I predict a low scoring draw.
Yeah, this is Pat's chance to get me back for all those extra yards that I made him do.
Exactly. So basically, it's just 10 questions. You get a question each, and we'll go through the rounds that way. It's alphabetical order. So Dave, you're up first. Will we kick on with it?
Yeah, please do.
Perfect.
Yeah, great.
Make a show on
myself. Now, we're easing in with the first few, I think. The first one for yourself, Dave, is with what sport would you associate Limerick's Andy Lee?
Oh, that's a hard one. And I only have to finish his book during the week. I'd say boxing.
Correct, Dave. Pass on to yourself. With what sport would you associate Limerick's Greg O'Shea?
Oh, Love Island.
That's a great sport.
He's associated with that. What sport was he known for before that?
Rugby seven.
That's it, correct. Fair play. On to the next round now. Both level, 100% record so far. Dave, what is the home ground of English Premiership soccer side Burnley?
Burnley play at Turf Moor.
Correct, Dave. Pat, what is the home ground of English Premiership soccer side Everton?
Goodison Park.
Correct. 2 from 2 so far. On to the third round of questions. Dave, with which club would you associate Limerick hurling all-star Aaron Gillan?
Aaron Gillan, I would associate with Patrick's Well.
Correct, Dave. And Pat, staying with Gaelic Games here, what's the home club?
One of my former clubs.
Problems coming.
What is the home club of Limerick hurling all-star Richie English, Pat?
Oh, jeez. Not an idea. I'll go for Ballybrown.
Ballybrown, it's not. Pat, it's Doon for hurling or Oula for football. We would have taken either or.
Sorry, Mr. English. I apologise.
On to the next round now. Dave, you're in the lead at the moment. Who preceded Limerick United as League of Ireland champions in the 1978-79 season?
Oh, Jesus.
I know.
I'd say Dundalk.
Correct, Dave. Pat was champing at the bit for that one.
Just get me going there, Pat. Just get me going.
Pat, who succeeded Limerick United as League of Ireland winners the following season after you won it in the...
That would be the team we drew with on that memorable day, Athlone.
Correct. Now, Dave, on to yourself. Still a question up in this. In what year did Stephen Roach win the Tour de France?
Woohoo! That's a good one. That's a good one. 1985.
Incorrect, Dave. It was 1987.
Oh.
Very close, though. Pat, this is to level it all up in the fifth round. In what year did Dennis Taylor become World Snooker Champion?
85.
Correct. All level now, coming into the sixth round. Dave, who were the All-Ireland Senior Football Champions in 1980?
1980. I know Galway were the hurling. 1980. Kerry.
Correct. Was that a guess, Dave, or did it come to you?
That was a guess.
Kerry's always a good guess. They beat Roscommon that year.
Yeah, I knew that, yeah.
Pat, who were the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Champions in 1980? I think Dave already gave the...
And I wasn't listening to him. I was going through Google here. 1980. Sure, it has to be Kilkenny.
Incorrect, Pat. And Dave Galway. Had given it Galway. Yeah,
and I'd given it Galway because we had to change our game against UCD to Saturday night because the game was on Sunday.
I see. Unlucky, Pat. Dave, on to the seventh question. Which club did new Republic of Ireland manager Stephen Kenny manage in the Scottish Premier League?
Oh, that's a good one. Jenny. This is a guess. Dunfermline.
You're correct, Dave.
Woohoo!
Dunfermline Athletic.
Turn off Google, me.
No, and I've no Google. I can tell you that.
Pat, on to yourself now. Who did Munster beat in the final of the 2006 Heineken Cup?
2006. Well, I was at the 2008 one. So it's Spirits.
Correct. On to the eighth question now. Dave, who won the 1982 Irish Open in golf at Portmarnock?
Oh, for God's sake. That's the one Pat Nolan would know.
The clue.
1982. Genie. 1982. This is a total guess. Nick Faldo?
It wasn't. It was the late John O'Leary.
Oh, okay. No, I should have known that was in the paper recently.
Yeah. John O'Leary. Yeah. Pat, has soccer great Al Finucane more or less than 10 senior international caps for the Republic of Ireland?
That's an easy one. He has more.
Correct.
He has 11 and 2 under 23s or something like that, I think.
Correct. Spot on there as well. 11 he does have, yeah. You're all level now, coming into the last two questions, lads. Dave, to yourself, in racing, who won last year's Grand National at Aintree?
Tiger Roll,
correct. Did you know that one, Pat?
No.
No, I hate racing.
I hope the race is won for him now.
It is.
Good.
In which county does the Harvest Racing Festival take place in September?
Cork.
It's actually Kerry. It's the Listowel races. Listowel. Dave, coming into the last one, this one would actually seal it for you if you were able to get it. Name the current...
If I get a draw, will I still win the championship?
exactly. Very well done. Dave, name the current Munster Senior Football Champions.
The current Munster Senior Football Champions?
Yeah.
That's an easy one. Come on, Mahesa.
I'd have to go Kerry.
Correct, Dave. So, just for consolation, Pat, name the Dublin senior football manager.
Jim Gavin is gone. The new Desi Farrell.
Correct.
So that's terrible, Pat. Now to pip you again, I apologise for that.
There was only a point in it. In fairness, lads, Dave, you had a score of 8, and Pat, you had a score of 7. So only a point in it for a finish.
Well, we only won the league by a point.
Exactly. So how fitting.
You have to let your elders win anyway.
That's terrible.
Lads, before I let you go, obviously it was great to listen back this morning and take the trip down memory lane. And I suppose a lot of people are isolating and trying to stay indoors and keep their social distancing and all that. I suppose, Dave, just firstly for yourself, a man who's into so many sports, you must be missing it big time at the moment, be it getting out to something or even watching something on the box.
Yeah, no, it is. It's genius. It's totally strange. The Belarus soccer is brilliant, you know, which is keeping us all going. But no, and what I'm doing is I set up a little gym in the back garden now, and doing my training there. So each day to try and get out and do something. But no, it's unbelievable, you know, what we're all going through. But the great thing about it is that we're now winning, you know, and you can see the benefit of the social distancing is starting to come through, and we just have to keep at it for a little bit longer, because, you know, we all want to be winners at the end of the day, and this is a huge, huge, you know, national event that we all want to win. So, you know, the message to everyone is stay apart, and let's win this.
Yeah, it's mad thinking that way, Pat, isn't it? In that when you were coming up to that famous 1980 victory, it would have been, the message would have been support, get out in your thousands, come and support the team. Let's all be Limerick together and let's get behind Limerick. Now, if you want to do your part, it's to stay at home, it's to keep your distance and hopefully come through this with the same amount of loved ones that you went into it with. So very, very serious to take the HSE guidelines on board.
Correct, yeah. I think Dave has summed it up there, you know. I've actually done more painting in the last 3 weeks than Picasso did in his whole lifetime. So she has me working, like I said, to everybody to stay safe and adhere to the guidelines. And please God, down the road, we'll be all back together again, having a few pints and reminiscing.
Exactly. Hopefully we come out the other end of this and we can all meet up again and enjoy each other's company in person. We're going to be after the break talking about another 40-year anniversary, Young Munster winning the Munster Senior Cup after 42 years. Thomond, of course, as well that weekend, won the Junior Cup. Real halcyon days for Limerick sports, particularly in that weekend and in that very year. I mean, we're going to have Francis Brosnan speaking to us in a little while, Young Munster legend, of course, but had times at Limerick as well with yourselves and was in the squad to face Real Madrid. But just looking back at that, looking at your team, the Young Munster team, the Thomond team, and beyond that, fantastic sporting people in Limerick at that time, fantastic athletes and real glory days for sport.
That actually, there's a very good question about after that weekend that we won the league, Waterford won the cup.
That's right.
Limerick won the League of Ireland. Munster won the Munster Senior Cup, and Thomond won the Junior Cup. Mm. And they were captained by four Limerick men.
Shh. Celebrations that weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Alvin Austin, Joe Mahoney, Richie Daly, and Brian Flanagan. And there's an actual photograph of the four of them with those four trophies in 1980. Joe Mahoney had them, Lord have mercy on him.
Oh, fantastic. God. Fantastic. Yeah. Great times, lads. I hope you enjoyed
Absolutely.
The quiz. It was great to have you on, and I hope you enjoyed the bit this morning as well. Fantastic to look back on some great, glorious times.
Yeah, very well. Cheers, that was fantastic. All the best.
Cheers, guys. Thanks a million, lads.
Bye.
All the best. Congrats, Dave. Bye now.
Bye.